Welcome everyone officially to our Dynamic Meditation Day number 5, where we continue with our balances, but make sure that you begin the meditation standing up. That's it. You are an advanced student. You can put that chair away. If you were starting from the chair, from the sitting position, you cannot put that chair away. And those of you who can, those of you who have the ability to actually stand up to this meditation, this is what we're going to do. So make sure your feet are at the width of your shoulders, your hands and arms to your side. Your eyes are closed, and you begin listening to your body. You begin noticing your thoughts. And you free yourself. You free yourself to be in this moment. We have covered that. It's those are the basics right now for our meditation. That ability to free ourselves into this moment, to notice our own thoughts, and to let them be. To free ourselves to think and let the thoughts run wherever they may want to go, and to free our breath and let the breathing happen naturally. Free ourselves to breathe, and of course free our body. First paying attention to our hands and wrists, then paying attention to our head and neck, and beginning the freedom from the top down to the shoulders, to the back and the chest, to the lower back. To the knees, to the ankles. And simply relaxing into the moment, having full trust that this moment belongs to you, that this is your moment. There's no coincidence in your experience. There's no coincidence in your thought. There's no coincidence in this awareness that you have. And the moment we recognize that there is no coincidence, we can relax. We are free again. Because then we no longer have to judge. Because we recognize that not everything is required for us to empower through strength, physically overcome. Not everything is required for that. There's some elements that will change simply because energy has. But we always have to remember to take them into the physical world, to express ourselves, to be amongst people, to experience the experiences, to act upon our goals and desires. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter. That the level of success in life is not measured by accomplishments, but measured by actually effort.
really measured by effort. Because when the effort is there, the universe comes to support and to complete. It's almost like turning on the light. If you make the effort to turn on the switch, you know, Niagara Falls, which we happen to be in Canada right now, Niagara Falls would be the place where the electricity would work in your favor. Just because you put a little bit of that effort to turn on the switch, the rest of the work will be done by the great waters of Niagara Falls. That will allow that energy that is required to light your room, to turn on, you know, whatever it is that you need to turn on with that switch, to send the satellites into space. One switch. But you have to turn it. You can't ignore it. You have to have the bravery that it takes. You have to make the effort. You have to have the vision. You have to have the desire. And then make that little bit of a sacrifice, of a chance that if you flip that switch, it may not work. If you take that chance, the universe will deliver the rest. If you don't take that chance, you'll never know. And obviously, you will not receive the results you're after. So here we are. We're going to turn those switches on. And I want you to pay even greater attention right now to your body. As right now, we're switching we're turning on the light by giving the freedom, by trusting the process. By making that extra effort to be non-judgmental about our own successes and our own experience here and now. Good. And let the self-regulation right now continue correcting and moving you forward. Just relax into it. In a few moments, we're going to begin our inner keys again. Then we're going to move into balances. But one thing to remember. One thing to remember. That how you are right now is exactly how you are everywhere else. Make that effort to follow through here today, to give that freedom, to be non-judgmental, to take those actions, to touch those limitations, to overcome your own doubts right here and right now. That's all I'm asking. And then you will see how that energy will continue into your life. Don't do it. And it will require a lot more effort out there. Definitely. So I take my meditations very seriously. You would know that. If you've been here even for a few sessions with me, you see how serious I take them. I put 100% commitment into every word I say, into every moment of meditation. My intention is 100% here. And I would respect the same from you. And then we both have a success. I have a story to tell about you, and you have a story to tell about me, about us. And about the rest of your success. So let's make that story together. Let's look back at this in a few years and say, wow. Wow. It wasn't easy. Energy or not, it wasn't easy. But we did it. And we are continuing to move forward. Whatever posture you're taking, whatever movement you have, whatever thoughts you are having right now, let us continue the freedom and now add the important element of the mind. We're learning how to use our mind to move forward. The very basics of using our mind to move forward. Now, I'm sure that even if you are alumni, even if you are advanced students, I'm sure you've been listening to this before, you've heard this before. But there are three components to every inner command, to every inner key. And they work inward the same as they work in everything else that you decide to do in your life, in everything else that you have to make a decision on. There's three elements. One is to actually define what you want, the goal. The inner key, the inner command is the actual goal, the definition of what you want to achieve. It is the actual turning on the light. It is the action. In this case, it's inner command. Without that, only my words will not do it. So no matter how much I may be presenting meditations, morning meditation, advanced courses, any courses that you or program that you may be taking, if it's going to be only my words, it won't be enough. Because internally, you won't hear it. You will hear it external. It will be just on the lips, in the ears. But internally, it won't be you. It will be me. It will be mine. To make it your own, you have to literally use your own inner voice. You have to literally repeat it and mean it. And we talked about repeating it not from the lips, not from the mind, but from the heart, everything that may mean to you. And I know it's not simple, I know. If you're a beginner, it's not as simple as it sounds. If you're an advanced, you're probably saying, oh my God, what am I missing? I know that. Don't be worried about that. It's all good. So here it is. First, that inner command, which is so necessary. And it has to be assertive.
and assertiveness, as assertive as it can be. Assertiveness does not come from the lips or from the mind. It comes from the heart. That's how assertive it is. It comes from a point of higher connection. And that is something that requires growth to achieve every day. You're able to do it better and better. You're able to unite with that better and better. Second thing that it requires. It requires a certain level of freedom. In other words, you cannot restrict that which you wish for. How do we restrict? We restrict it in our mind, and therefore we don't complete, we don't really push the finger down properly. We don't really turn that switch on all the way. And if we do, we turn it off right away. What do? To turn it off, I call it the but command. B-U-T. The but command. But commands usually come from at least three known sources. One, somebody else's opinion. If somebody else's opinion that what you are doing, what you're wishing for, is not appropriate, or it's not working, and that's someone else. It could be either your parents in the past, a voice somewhere deep inside of you, or it could be a teacher in the past, or it could be some friend or some authority figure that you found to be authority on the subject, and they said that this does not work, or it doesn't work for you, or you can't do it. That resonates so deep inside that it becomes a but command. You continue interfering with everything you do in your life because it defines you. It doesn't only define that particular moment in time, but it defines you. So one is from authority. Another, you could have tried this before. You could have tried this before. And for some reason, it did not work for you before. And then, right away, you make a conclusion. Well, it didn't work for me before, so maybe it's not going to work for me again. And you override. Very so. Again, it's not only about the inner keys that are doing here right now. It's about all decisions you make, all goals you set, all communication you make from that perspective. So one is authority of the past that interferes. Second is your past experience. And third, there is the energy that will be insufficient and you have fear that you develop that it may not work. And based on that fear, you simply override. Be able to bring your higher self, be able to chisel that angel out of that marble, you continue with that thought. You have to add to the self-regulation your mind, but your mind, instead of interfering with the button, and instead of being just the witness, now it's involved and it helps in the self-regulation process. We begin with that energy because there's no point for me standing here and convincing you that you're worth it. convincing you that even though you tried it, you're different today. You're so different. Do it now. And for me to convince you that I am more right than all those authorities, your parents, your teachers, what you read, what you heard, that I'm more right than that. There's no point for me to stand here and try and convince you that. It won't work. It's so deep. But the only thing that we guess we can do is we can change it with energy. The moment we are able to change it with energy, every key, every inner command that you make, not only here, in those basic seven keys or any other keys that we have inside, work, train, that ability, but with every goal you set, with every action you decide to take, you will be just as strong. This is why we are working with care. And not with words. I could have written, 10 books and simply, made it public. That would be it. But I guarantee you there are better books written out there about what could be right than I could ever write. But that element of energy, that ability for us to interact and for me to inspire, to help inspire this initiative, that is something I can't write. That is something that we have a great advantage to have together today. And that is something that continues growing and changing to living into action. And that is what's going to make the difference of the words themselves. This is what I inspire you to do. This is why we have all our programs set up. So here we go. A long introduction based on the which I'm not based at all. They pretty much define you. How you do those skills. Define how you do everything. But no pressure. Remember, you cannot make them. I'm just showing you the relevance, the high relevance, the high connection with everything that we're doing right here and right now. Everything you will be doing anywhere else, anytime, building on who you are, awakening your potential, going together with everything you know, empowering everything you already know, and awakening something that you don't even know you have. Cool. We use the keys for that. We use that ability of raising the energy and inspiring even more accurate self-regulation. Because we are in a state of non-interfering. No bad. Then becomes what I call neurogenesis, the process that takes us beyond survival. First minute. You ready? Good. First minute. Please repeat it in your voice. Now you know you have to press that button. You have to repeat it. I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy. And fill my hand and my neck. And fill my hand and my neck. 11. And relax into it. And recognize the value of both the processes of giving the energy, of the energy that you allow in the experience, of the freedom that you allow through the thought, the breath, the body, all working together, all leaving a mark, all awakening something hidden but yours, hidden but yours, all taking you into the future. But even more assertive, even more free, even more trust, of course, even more recognition of the importance of every single word you say. Not because of the word itself, but because of how you say it, because of how you, your readiness to pull through with them. I want to receive a lot of energy and fill my hands, arms, and shoulders Okay. I want to receive a lot of it. And fill my chest. Again, notice the relevance, this figure and this detail. Your readiness, internal process, is bigger than the word. Excellent energy. been great. I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy. And fill my upper energy.
And fill my upper abdomen. Excellent. Doing great. Suddenly, we can achieve so much more with our basic inner key that will continue. Because we all grow together. Here we go, the next inner key. I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy. And fill my lower abdomen. So many things happen every time we push that button. Every time we turn on that switch, so many things are being turned on all at once, beyond our reason, beyond our understanding. And it's great because this is how it's designed to be. You imagine we had to empower our house with electricity, with heat, with warm water, with light. We would have to literally, turn those wheels. But we don't. Just turn on the switch designed for us to do that. Our responsibility is elsewhere. Yeah. Next thing I see. I want to receive a lot of energy to fill my legs and feet, my legs. Again, don't give up on the process. Give it the respect. It's more important than the key itself. Very well. Next to my key. I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy and fill my entire body
and fill my entire body. Head, toes, top to bottom of my spine. Again, become as one with this inner ki as you can. As true desire as you can have. As free to implement that desire as you can. And remember, it is just opening the door. It is just turning on the switch. It is not doing all that that the universe, the creative energy is able to deliver. Amazing. And I'm moving to balance this. Everything in our life. We hear that everything in the universe is all balanced. Of course it is. And now we have to recognize that the recognition of those balances is our job. And those balances we recognize by taking the extremes that we can measure and by finding that middle line that we walk through. Everywhere we go, there's an extreme left, an extreme right to us, and then we are in the middle. And we have a duality. We have two ears, two eyes. Two hemispheres of the brain, two lungs, left and right ventricle of the heart, two legs, two hands, two arms, two kidneys. And we go on and on and on of that duality. And we have to, that physical duality gives our body the opportunity to balance. And bring life. It's through the balance that it brings, gives life. Because it balances and moves forward. As it finds the third, gives birth to the third, anything that exists, physical nature, has a two giving birth to the third, then alive. And this is how we give birth to our life and recognize the extremes that. And always giving birth to a new reality, to a new awareness that it belongs to us only, and only at that one moment. And when we practice balances, we practice really something much bigger than that. We practice to achieve a certain quality of energy that allows us to balance everything in our life. Just the same way as we are able to achieve the balance here and now in our meditation. This is why our meditation is like the gym, the practice for the marathon, for the 100-meter dash, for that which counts. So the way you prepare, this is how you run. There's no magic, really. There's magic in preparation. This is why we are here, working with pure energy. There we go. Balance. Breathe. Repeat it with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy for the balance. Between my right side and my left side. my left side and my right side. I love that. And you may say, oh, who cares about the left and the right? Let's get to the meat. Let's get to the bigger. So, yeah, you can't. You can't because it is the same. Right now, this is the bigger because you must recognize the process. You must recognize your intention. You must recognize your freedom. You must recognize how you apply the keys, how much damage there is, how much resistance. How much challenge there is to let go, to follow through with your own process, to truly speak from the heart instead of the lips or the mind. Restrict all of those elements exist in this moment, in this basic key. And if you can overcome it here and now, you overcame it everywhere else. Naturally, instantly, it becomes it because it's energy. You take it with you. You become it. You don't have to remember because you can't forget. It is a real change. But if you completely separate your meditative process, the inner keys, the words, the meaning, if you separate them from that bigger picture, then chances are you're not achieving the best you can. That is why we work with mindset. This is why we work with dynamic meditation. This is why we work with different tools, different keys, so we can every day, every moment, every little bit of a new angle gives us an ability to see the bigger picture. And it makes us more active. And brings out that angel we are seeing out of the marble. Have a better and better resemblance to our own attention. Here's the next energy, hopefully with even greater freedom and intention. Bigger than the word. So, here it is. I want to receive a lot of energy for the balance between my front and my back. My back and my front. And just let it happen. Are you free? Can you free yourself of them? Can you trust yourself a little more to be able to do it? Not me. You. Use me as an inspiration. That's all. Don't leave it up to me. Take that. Now, why? Good. Much better. Next energy. I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy for the balance between my top and my bottom and my top. Just like that. Do not indicate the middle. The middle will be readjusted. For those of you who are advanced, we're talking about raising the center. Remember? And at the highest level, our center is way all the way in the top. Beautiful. Right. And let it be. Allow the completion. It could be in stillness. It could be in movement. It could be in comfort. It could be in discomfort. But the joy of completion is greater than comfort. The joy of completion is an action. Every time we come here, we build on what we've done earlier. Going up that ladder in a spiral, we go back to the same, but on a higher and a higher value. I want to receive a lot of energy for the balance between my past and my future. My future and my past, which is the now, the perfect present. We talk about what we carry from the past. We either want to forget or it accumulates and accumulates because we have to relive it every day of our life. And it challenges us instead of rewarding us with it. As an experience we learn from, it often weighs on us like chains. And it kind of accumulates and accumulates. And when it does, it becomes more and more difficult for us to hope and wish and see the future. The past becomes so heavy that often we don't want to wake up to see the future because we are afraid of it. It's overwhelming us. So here we are stuck between the chains of the past, the fear of the future, and the balance, that energy that we are receiving right now, has the intention built into building a now, which has greater and greater balance, where the past becomes an experience with common. Feed from, we rely on, teach us, continue teaching us new things. And the future becomes a source of new energy and inspiration, without which we cannot move forward. The ability to recognize the future is the one and only thing that differentiates us from animals and that gives us an opportunity to bring out the angel out of the marble. That's seeing the angel in the marble. That's the future. Without that, what are you chiseling? What's the purpose? Without that, you're just a marble. Next energy, next balance. I want to receive a lot of energy for the balance between me as an individual, as a unique individual, and the rest of the world, united, the rest of humanity, per se. You could see the world as bigger, but I think the value of our world is where our biggest pleasure is, and it is being able to be noticed, appreciated, and to create value and inspiration for others. That's where our greatest pleasure comes from, and therefore the balance would be related to us as individuals in comparison with others now. Is that balance? Why is it balance? We are so small and they are so many. But apparently it's a 50-50 balance. It's really pretty balanced. You and less of the And the simple reason is because of my example in boiling water. Here you are boiling water for 20 minutes, all that heat on, and all those degrees that are rising. And here comes this one little degree that says, you know what, here I am, and if I become part of this experience, you can bring water to boil, and you can actually turn it to another state and have steam. If I'm not part of this, it doesn't matter how long you boil the water for, you'll never reach that boiling point. That one degree comes in, and he says, you know what, all this time, all this effort, all this huge energy that you've exerted up until this moment is now equal to my one degree of change. And therefore, first of all, recognize you and your contribution, your uniqueness and individuality makes that difference for all of us. Because only you, relatively to the rest, or only me, relatively to the rest, or each and every one of us, is that one degree that without us, this universe will just not stand. It will be destroyed. It will just not be able to withstand. If we are here, we have that value. And recognize the value in each and every person. That is the next step. Not only in ourselves, but in each and every person, in their own value, no matter what they look like, no matter how much they have or not have, or understand or not understand. Their value is equal to the value of the entire humanity as a whole. They say that if you save one man's life, you save humanity as a whole. That's how it is. It's tricky, though. Not that straightforward, but that understanding of the balance. So you're no longer small and insignificant. You're no longer, your actions are no longer your own. Suddenly you have responsibility. That comes with the responsibility, that kind of awareness, doesn't it? Well, I want to congratulate you for recognizing that. For seeing you. For seeing your own value, not only to yourself, to others, but yet they say, take care of yourself first, because not because you're taking care of yourself. It's because your value is so important to others. Chiseling that angel out of the marble is not only showing your face, but it is showing your face amongst other faces. Doing your part. So we are given joy. Self-accomplishment, because it's not selfish. That is finally recognized that the benefit going to be accomplished. Accomplished, I mean, not the general term of that, but to experience growth as accomplished. To be just a little bit better than for your moment. Just a bit more aware, just a bit more capable, just a little bit change is an accomplishment, and it's a reason for celebration. I want to congratulate you today for being here. Incredible energy. And I want to encourage you that if you have a few more moments, just stay with this energy a little bit longer. And let it continue gradually. We have completed our first part, connection, self-regulation, recognition of balance, and higher balance. And now we're going to move into the next part of our dynamic meditation. Next time, we are going to touch upon the energy center and the higher recognition of those centers and the higher value of those centers. Can't wait. Till next time. Thank you for being here. My name is Eric Waldman. This is our dynamic meditation part 5. Higher balance.